CII, the globe's first Islamic satellite radio station. For the global ummah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Bumper to Bumper. I'm your host, Ziad Plachis, and tonight I will be driving solo. Brother Jamil unfortunately cannot join us tonight, but we wish him a successful trip and a safe return, inshallah. I hope everyone is safe wherever you are listening from around the world, inshallah. We had quite a heavy hailstorm earlier here in Johannesburg, which means the roads are a bit wet and slippery. So please be careful if you are traveling in the area. Well, it's the first Friday of 2024. As Muslims, we don't really celebrate the start of the Gregorian year, but we do follow the calendar for work and school. So I guess New Year Mubarak, and may Allah bless everyone with peace, love, barakah, prosperity, all the success, and may Allah accept all your du'as. Ameen. To kick off this episode, we are going to look at what cars will be landing in South Africa this year. I am in the process of compiling a full list, and it will be available on ilovezeda.com soon. So the information might not be 100% correct, but I think it will give us some insight into what we can expect in terms of new cars this year. Okay, so top of the list, we'll do it in alphabetical order. I think that's the easiest. We have Aston Martin, the DB12. So late last year, the DB12 was launched here in South Africa, and this year it's coming to our shores. It's the first in the world sports super tourer, and it's going to be here pretty soon. So that's the Aston Martin DB12 as well as the Aston Martin DB12 Volante. We also have quite a fleet in Audi. There's the Audi Q2, the A3, the Q3, and the A5 Black Edition coming quite soon. There's the Q2 and A3 Urban Edition and the Q5 Black Edition. We also see a facelift in the A3, as well as the Q7 and the Q8, and the Audi Q8 e-tron. So the electric vehicle will also be landing in our shores later this year. BMW is doing quite a lot as well. We have the new X2, which we had quite a preview of, and it's coming quite soon. We have the new BMW X3, the BMW M3 Touring, the BMW 5 Series, which is going to be here in Q1. Can't wait for that one. The new BMW M5, the BMW Alpina is not a new car, but it's worth mentioning. And why it's worth mentioning, it's the B3 50-year edition. There's only 5 being made. They have handed the keys over now in December to the owners. But it's quite a distinguished car. It's quite nice. If you see the color, we actually posted it on B2BCII. So if you go onto the Instagram, you will be able to see some pictures of it. It's got these forged wheels that looked similar to the 333i, if you remember that. And it's quite a spectacular car. So that is also worth mentioning. There's only 5, and they have already been handed over to the client, so it's not a production car, but something to see on the roads of 2024. Then we have a newcomer, which is BYD, Build Your Dreams. I recently saw the Atto 3, which was launched last year on the roads, and they are coming in with another vehicle, which is the BYD Dolphin. So the Chinese are coming in quite fast. Last year we saw Chery, Moda, Haval's coming out with new things. Bike was with the Beijing, and now BYD has also come into play this year. Talking about Chinese, we've got the Chery Tiggo 7 Pro PHV, as well as the Chery Tiggo 8 Pro PHV. So those are the hybrid electric vehicles which are coming in from Chery, something to look out for. Then from the Europeans, we have the Citroen, the C3 Aircross. So the facelift, or rather updated C3 Aircross, will be coming in. now in 2024. And for the supercar fans, we have the Ferrari Roma Spider. So that's something interesting. There's also something else on the list that I'm going to mention pretty soon, which I'm quite excited about, which will probably, I think, outshine the Ferrari. But that's my personal opinion. We've got the Fiat 500 electric that's coming in as well. And then if we moved to America, we got the Ford. So Jamil and I did mention last year that there was a few Fords coming to South Africa, one of them being the new Ford Mustang. There's the Ford Territory, the Ford Ranger Tremor, the Ford Ranger Platinum, and the new Ford Tourneo Custom and Transit Custom, as well as the Ford Mustang Mark E. Going back to China, we've got the GWM Shanghai Cannon. So that's the updated P series. So that's the Bucky. And that looks like it's going to take off quite well. Honda's got something new with the CR-V, and Hyundai have the new Santa Fe, as well as the facelift Hyundai i20. Ineos Grenadia is a new brand that just touched down in South Africa. They touched down last year. I actually saw the dealership in William Nicol, which is now Winnie Mandela Drive. And it's almost like your Land Rover Defender type. And they're coming out with a new model called the Ineos Grenadia Quartermaster. Isuzu is coming out with the D-Max X-Rider, which we actually had a chance to see recently. We'll be posting some of those pictures and videos on B2B CII of the new D-Max X-Rider. Amoda's sister brand, Jayco, is coming out with the Jayco 7 as well as the Jayco 8. Jayco looks, if you've seen pictures of it, it looks a bit like your Range Rover. So that type of effect, if you can imagine what that looks like. So they're coming out with two models, the Jayco 7 as well as the Jayco 8. We've also getting a updated Jeep Gladiator and a Jeep Wrangler. We're not sure when or if it will come to South Africa, but we are hoping that they will come to South Africa this year. In terms of Kia, we have facelifts from the Picanto, Seltos, as well as the Sorento. And the one that I am most excited about this year is the Lamborghini Revuelto. So if you've seen pictures of this, it's a phenomenal car. Go now and Google it just to see the pictures. I think I'm going to post some on the B2B CII Instagram page just for you to see. But this is a whopping 787 kilowatts. It's their first, let's call it hybrid vehicle. So you have you know, a bit of power from the battery as well. But 787 kilowatts is going to be a killer. And I think that the other cars like Aston Martin and Ferrari will be overlooked with this Lamborghini. But it comes with a huge price tag. So once it lands in South Africa, we're looking at a price tag of 13 million rand. Yes, you've heard it right. 13 million rand for the Lamborghini Revuelto. But that's definitely something that I'm looking out for. And I hope to see one of them, maybe even test drive one of them when they land here in South Africa. From the Jaguar Land Rover side, we're looking at the new Land Rover, well, the updated Land Rover Discovery Sport, as well as the updated Range Rover Velar. It's been a while since they've updated. I think the last Velar we had on test was in 2019, and I think the Discovery Sport was also around 2020 or 2021. So it is about time that they have updated those models, considering that the Defender 110 was updated last year. Lexus is coming out with an updated UX, and the Lexus LC 500 hybrid will also be touching down sometime this year. Lotus has the Emira as well as the Eletre SUV coming this year, and Maserati is coming with the MC20 Cielo. Mazda are updating the CX-3 as well as the CX-5, And we believe that the new Mazda CX-60, which was launched last year, will be looking at the top of the range Takumi. McLaren is coming with the 750S, something to look out for as well if you are into super and hyper cars. And then Mercedes has quite a big stable this year. We're not entirely sure of all the models that will be coming, but we speculate that these models will be coming. The C63 SE Performance, which we did see at the AMG Performance Tour last year, is definitely coming. Are we looking at the GLC Coupe, maybe the updated GLA, updated GLB, updated CLA, and updated GLS? The GLE might be updated as well, coming to South Africa. The GLC63S, as well as the GLC43, the AMG S63 SE Performance, and the AMG GT63 SE Performance four-door, as well as the Coupe. There might be the update on the E-Class as well as the update on the G-Class. And what is new is the Mercedes-Benz CLE. In terms of the commercial vehicles from Mercedes-Benz, we have the Mercedes-Benz E-Vito, the Mercedes-Benz E-Sprinter, and the new Mercedes-Benz Vito. So those are quite a bit coming in from Mercedes-Benz. So the Germans look like they are taking over next year. Quite a few coming from Audi, Mercedes-Benz, and BMW. It's time for an ad break. Once we come back after the ad break, we'll continue with the new cars that are coming into South Africa in 2024.
CII. See the whole picture.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to Bumper to Bumper. Tonight we are talking all about the new cars that are landing in South Africa. I'm driving solo tonight, so it's just my voice you're going to be listening to for the next about half an hour. So I said that there's a lot of the Germans are coming in with a lot of new cars. The Mercedes-Benz has a full lineup, BMW as well as Audi. And part of the BMW stable is Mini. So we're going to be seeing a new Mini Countryman as well as the updated Mini Cooper SE. The Mini Cooper SE is quite a wonderful car. Actually test drove that. And I know the price point is something to be not concerned about, but I mean, it is a Mini. You're looking at about 750,000 for a two-door electric vehicle. But, I mean, if you are looking for that and you like Mini, like they say, the go-kart experience, then it is something worth looking at. So I'm quite anxious to see, not anxious, but I'd like to see the new Mini Cooper SE and maybe test drive that. In the Mitsubishi range, we have the new Mitsubishi Triton, which was launched at the Japan Auto Show. There's a lot of pictures and videos floating around of that. There's the new or the updated Mitsubishi Outlander, as well as the new Mitsubishi Outlander Sport. Mitsubishi is also coming out with the Xpander Cross. There's an updated Nissan Navara. That's all that I think Nissan is coming out with this year. And Moda's got two new vehicles. They've got the C9 as well as the E5. The C5 we had on test last year, and I was quite happy with it. I know lots of people were complaining about it, and they weren't too happy with it. But I thought in terms of fuel consumption between the Beijing X55 and the Moda C5, I really thought that the Moda C5 did quite a lot, and it was very fuel efficient. The Opel Corsa facelift will also be hitting our shores later this year. And Porsche have the new Porsche Panamera. So it's been a while since we've seen something new from the Panamera. So that is quite exciting news from Porsche. There's also updated Porsche 911 as well as the Porsche Macan EV. Renault's got quite a few coming in this year. We're going to see a new Renault Duster. The new Reno Duster looks quite nice. I think I'll post some pictures of that also on the B2B CII website for you to see. We've got the updated Reno Triber, as well as the updated Reno Kiga, Clio, and Captur. The Reno Trafic and the Reno Arcana, as well as the Reno Kangoo, are all new products. Well, the Trafic and Kangoo are the newer models, but the Arcana is something new from the Renault fleet. The Rolls-Royce Spectre, we saw the first one land in South Africa, I think it was last month or the month before, at Daytona. So that is going to be on our roads this year as well. We're looking at the new Suzuki Swift that was also launched at the Japan Auto Show last year. Looking quite nice. We've got the Tank 300 and the Tank 500 coming out. So Tank is part of the GWM group, and they have these off-roaders now, which look like your, let's call it Hummers. So there's the Tank 300 and the Tank 500 that are coming out. Toyota, we mentioned last year, they launched the Land Cruiser Prado, and that will be coming to our shores this year. We've got the new Toyota Land Cruiser 70 Series, the Toyota Hilux Hybrid, and Toyota Fortuna Hybrid. So that is something exciting. And we've got the Urban Cruiser Tezo, two vehicles from Toyota, which we're not entirely sure if they are coming, but we'd like them to come, is the Toyota Crown, as well as the new Toyota Prius. If you've seen pictures of the new Toyota Prius, it doesn't look at all like a Prius. If you remember the first generation Prius, no one really liked to drive it because of the way it looked. It was a very good car. It was silent. It was fuel efficient. It was just the way that it looked. Over the years, they tried to make it look more appealing, and I think that was why people weren't really into the hybrid and EV market, was maybe because of the Prius. But the new Prius really has taken a whole new look and feel, and I think it's going to do really, really well, and we hope to see it here in South Africa pretty soon. The Germans, again, with VW, they're introducing a new Tiguan. So those that did get a Tiguan recently, there is a new Tiguan coming out. There's an updated Volkswagen T-Cross, the updated VW Touareg, and we're going to see the EV, so the VW ID4. We did see, I think there was one that came to South Africa, test model, but we are going to see it in production on our shores pretty soon, on our roads rather. And then we have the VW Crafter as well. Volvo have two new vehicles, which are the EX30 as well as the EX90. So last year we had the world premiere of the EX30. It's the smallest electric vehicle from Volvo, and it's pretty fast with a twin turbo. So we're looking at more along the Tesla lines now, but it is a SUV. And the EX90 is actually their first electric multi-purpose vehicle. So Volvo coming out with two new vehicles, which is the Volvo EX30 as well as the EX90. Like I mentioned, I am going to try and finalize this list, and it's going to be up on ilovezda.com pretty soon. So we will have probably dates, quarters in which to see those cars coming in. It's the beginning of January, so it's the start of Dakar 2024, the Desert Rally Race. It's the fifth time that Saudi Arabia is hosting the race, which is set to be about 5,000 kilometers long, starting at Al Ola today and ending at Yanbu on 19th of January, inshallah. For those who don't know about the race, the Dakar is a rally raid. It consists of one stage per day, comprising at least one special, each several hundred kilometers long, on or off road. The total distance covered is several thousand kilometers. So you can imagine this is like quite a tiring It's an endurance race, basically. It's like an ultra marathon for cars, if you want to call it that. The event takes place over a period of 10 to 15 days, whereas your normal cross-country rallies take place between 2 to 3 days. So it's really, you know, to see how well you can do over those 10 to 15 days. The classification of the stage is made up of the time set in the special stage plus any sporting penalties. The race involves navigation, which is done via a road book provided by the organizers and handed out at the start of each stage. This means the course remains a secret until the road book is handed out to the crews. So that's what makes it so exciting, is that nobody knows the route that is going to be taken. You know, you watch your other rally races, you watch your Formula One, you watch any other racing, and everybody knows where they're going, what they're doing. Whereas this is not on the day, but like the day before or so, they get a road book, a map, which tells the crew what course they're going to be taken. So that's just like so exciting. The starting order of each special will be based on the time set in the time sector of the previous stage, including any sporting penalties incurred during the stage. In the case of a tie, the order will be determined by the race numbers. So today, like I said, was the start of it. It was the prologue. So the results for today was Matthias Ekström in the Audi taking the lead in the prologue. I actually had the pleasure of seeing Matthias drift an Audi R8 in 2019 around an RS3. It was done at Kyalami Grand Prix Circuit. It was during the Festival of Motoring, and they had Audi had him come out. He drifted this R8 V10. It was phenomenal. It was absolutely insane, actually, the way he drove it. It almost looked like the car was gliding. I think I do have videos on YouTube and on Instagram, but I will be putting up some stuff on B2BCII for you to see as well. So well done to him. He's an amazing driver. So coming in, well, starting the race quite fresh on top. But all eyes are still on the five-time winner, Qatari Nasser Al-Attiyah, who has, with his co-driver Mathieu Baumel, won the car division in 2019 in South America with the Toyota Hilux Dakar, in 2022 and 2023 in Saudi Arabia with the Toyota GR DKR Hilux. So they are the reigning champions. That's Al-Attiyah and Baumel. And the pair has also won in the Mini All Four racing in 2015 in South America. Nasser Al-Attiyah has also won in 2011 with his co-driver Timo Gottschalk in the VW Touareg. But this year, Nasser has joined ProDrive. So he's left Toyota after quite a long stint with them. And he is, in today's prologue, he finished in 12th position, despite him being first on the road in today's 27-kilometer test. Tomorrow, the drivers will head out from Al-Ula to Al-Hinaqiyah for a 414-kilometer test, passing through many volcanoes on a previously unexplored terrain. So this is not just a 400-kilometer, you know, you're driving on the N1 from here to, you know, on your way to Durban, say. It's a 414-kilometer test on sand dunes, on, they like they said, unexplored terrain. There's volcanoes, dormant volcanoes, hills, and all these types of things. It's places that they've never been. They don't know the course. So we wish them all the best, inshallah. We also have a few South Africans, including Saud Variawa, who's racing for Toyota Gazoo Racing. We wish them all the best, inshallah, for their race. After the break, we will be continuing with what's happening in 2024.
CII, see the whole picture.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back to Bumper to Bumper. We're talking about everything that's happening in 2024, what new cars are coming to South Africa. It's the Dakar 2024. But during the break, I got quite an interesting message on WhatsApp. So former basketball player Michael Jordan is selling his BMW 850i. It's up for auction. Well, actually, he's not selling it. I think it's up for auction. He actually sold it, it looks like it. I just did some research around it. And it's quite a clean car. It's going for about $60,000, which if we convert is about 1.1 million rand. And this is what it says. It says this 1991 BMW E31 850i was purchased new by basketball superstar Michael Jordan from Motor Works of Barrington in Illinois, and it now shows 30,000 miles following the current owner's acquisition in 1995. So 30,000 miles, we're looking at approximately 48,000, 49,000, just under 50,000 kilometers, which is actually quite good. 50,000 Ks for a car that was from 1991. The car is powered by a 5-liter V12 linked to a 6-speed manual transmission and is finished in Mauritius blue metallic over light parchment leather upholstery. It's a very, very nice color. It even has your those headlights that come up. So if you remember, if you were born that time, or if you can remember the 1991, the 850i was actually the top of the range before the CSI came out. I think the CSI came out in about 1993, if I'm not mistaken. Don't quote me on it. But the 850i was the top of the range, and Michael Jordan managed to get one of them. They say the equipment includes a 17-inch multi-piece AC Schnitzer wheel. It looks quite nice. I think it does go. I would have preferred the original BMW rims, though. A power-operated sunroof, fog lights, dual-zone automatic climate control, power-adjustable front seats, and cruise control. So they say power-operated sunroof, so you know how old this is, and power-adjustable front seats. So, yeah, if you are looking to get a collector's item, and you want to get it shipped to South Africa, or if you're in the US and you're listening and you hear about this $60,000, that's where the bidding is starting. So back to what's happening in 2024. So every year we have the Car of the Year Awards, the South African Car of the Year Awards, and they have announced their semi-finalists, representing 8 categories for the 2024 competition. So there's the budget and compact, there's the compact family, the premium, the luxury, the 4x4 double cab, the premium, the luxury, the 4x4 double cab, the adventure SUV, and the performance. So in the budget and compact, we have the Citroen C3, the Suzuki Fronks, and Toyota Vitz. My vote is definitely with the Suzuki Fronks. I'm sure Jamil would agree with me when he does come back. The compact family, we've got the Omoda C5, the Renault Captur, the Suzuki Grand Vitara, and the Toyota Urban Cruiser. Again, my money is the Suzuki Grand Vitara. But again, the Toyota Urban Cruiser is the same car, so I wouldn't be surprised if the Toyota Urban Cruiser does win the compact family category. In family cars, we have the BMW X1, the GWM Aura 03, the Mazda CX-60, Nissan X-Trail, and the Mitsubishi Outlander. I definitely would go with the BMW X1. The LCI, I believe, is definitely an X car. So I don't know so much about the others, but definitely for me, BMW X1. In the premium category, we have the Lexus NX and the Mercedes-Benz GLC. I had the pleasure of going to the launch of the GLC, and I quite enjoyed it. It's refined, and it got very good fuel consumption. We drove it around Cape Town. So my money is on the Mercedes-Benz GLC for the premium category. In the luxury category, we have the BMW 7 Series, the BMW XM, the Mercedes-Benz EQE, and Mercedes-Benz EQS. So stiff competition from BMW and Mercedes-Benz, both having two semi-finalists there. It's quite tough. I'd go with the EQE, though. I think that that car is definitely, we chose the EQE as well on our B2B awards last year as one of the winners in the EV category. So I think in the luxury category, it could be a winner. And the 4x4 double cab, it looks like they only have one semi-finalist. I'm not sure why. And that's the Volkswagen Amarok. In the adventure SUV, we have the Lexus LX and the Mahindra Scorpio N. I'm going to go with the Mahindra Scorpio N simply because it's so underrated. I enjoyed the Mahindra Scorpio N when we did test it last year. You can see the review on iLoveZeta.com's YouTube. And I think that it would be nice if they did win that adventure SUV. Last year, we had the Ford Everest win the adventure SUV and obviously the Ford Ranger winning overall. And then in the performance, we have the BMW M2, the Ford Ranger Raptor, the Honda Civic Type R, and the Toyota Corolla GR. It's a nice mix, I think, M2 being a coupe, the Ranger Raptor being obviously the luxury double cab, Civic Type R being a hatch, and the Toyota Corolla GR also being a hatch. But yeah, it's quite a nice mix. I think it's probably going to go the Toyota Corolla GR way. My feelings. I would like the BMW M2 to win. That was also one of our favorites in the performance. So Jamil chose the BMW M2 and I chose the RS3 in our performance category this year. So it will be quite interesting to see who does take it overall. I'm not actually sure who would take it overall this year. So let's wait and see. That those are the semi-finalists for the South African Car of the Year competition 2024. So to end off the show, I know we all think we are pronouncing car manufacturers' names right, but are we really? I've got a clip that I like to play that actually has people from the country of the manufacturer, and they actually pronounce, well, we'll hear how they pronounce the words of each manufacturer and see if you get any of them right. Let me just get that clip.
Abarth. Alfa Romeo.
Aston Martin. Audi. Bentley. BMW. Bugatti.
Citroën.
Yes.
Fiat. Ford.
Honda. Hyundai. Jeep.
Koenigsegg. Lamborghini.
Lexus. Maserati.
Mazda.
McLaren.
Mercedes-Benz.
Mitsubishi Zidosa. Morgan.
Nissan. Opel. Pagani. Peugeot.
Porsche.
Bordeaux.
Seat. Skoda. Subaru. Suzuki. Tata.
Toyota.
Volkswagen. Volvo.
So that's quite interesting. The way they pronounce it, they actually don't even say BMW, they say BMZ. So that's, if you thought you were saying it right, it's actually wrong. So until next week, hopefully next week we will have Brother Jamil back with us, inshallah. Have a safe week. Travel safely if you are coming back. I know lots of people are still on holiday. The roads are still quite empty here in Johannesburg. We'll probably see an influx of cars next week, Monday probably. I think schools will only go back the following week. So if you are traveling anywhere, keep safe, drive safely, especially since there might be a lot more traffic on the roads now, people coming home. People might be tired from coming home. So just be aware, be alert on the roads, buckle up and stay safe. Please remember us in your du'as and the entire ummah in your du'as. And I'll speak to you next week, like I said, hopefully with Brother Jamil, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You're with CII, the globe's first Islamic satellite radio station. For the global ummah.